This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
I know. For those of you who watch regularly, it's every single night. I keep missing the microphone, too. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Here's what I want to know. If I have a bunch of shirts made up, you know how they got this, they're running around with these resist shirts on, right? That was it. You know, I'm an old guy, so it's pound sign. It's not hashtag. Pound sign! They have pound sign resist on these black shirts. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make up, I'm already in that process. I'm going to make up a bunch of shirts that have pound sign stand. How's that? Stand. How about MAGA stand? We'll do that, right? Make a stand. Make America great again. There you go. Stand MAGA. There you go. Would you wear them? No, I'm serious. Would you wear them? I think you should. I think we should go out to these events. You should have them on, and it's Stand MAGA, end of discussion. What do you think? I like it. It's Joe Messina, your host. Hey, our mad black man from Baltimore is going to join us after the first break. Corey Duncan, again, some of you get irritated because you don't get it. You got no sense of humor whatsoever. He likes that term. We say it lovingly. We don't mean it in a derogatory way. He's a good guy. He's in the middle of it all. I'm tired of you guys telling me, okay, that you can't speak for the black community because you're not black. Well, guess what? I got a black guy that'll speak for the black community. You good with that? Hey, Kent. Thanks for being on tonight. Same thing with Jarrett and Sean and Jeanette. Hey, there's a secret there. I don't know if I should tell you guys this because I know what's going to happen. All right, but that's my mom. And she listens to me. She doesn't do anything I tell her to do, but she does listen. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. Host. But hey, Elizabeth, that's my there you go. Elizabeth Warren is back at it again. She's the woman is a real loon. All right? She is. It's like all Democrats. I don't know. Is this a sickness? Is this? Do they lock into the mantras? Are they like the Borg from my Star Trek friends? So Nancy Pelosi, who's been shown that her people get paid, women get paid 72% of the same salary, the same position, the same person in her staffing. Now, Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's screaming about female equality, her staffers made $20,000 less than male staffers. That's not chump change. Oh, by the way, she's a Democrat, in case you didn't know. I am surprised at how many people think that Nancy Pelosi is a Republican on the Democrat side. Anyway, the median annual salary for male staffers in Warren's office amounted to about $73,750, while female staffers brought in a median of $52,750. Look, this is not chump change. You wouldn't have any argument. You'd be able to say, okay, you guys are making a big deal out of nothing. Look, Warren makes her male staffer makes $73,750. Her female staffer makes $70,750, okay? Then you really couldn't be out of your mind with it. we'd have to work it out. It's a small gap. We're talking $20,000. Come on, let that sink in. How would you like it if you knew that the guy next to you doing the exact same work, doing the exact same thing, is making $20,000 more than you? And in most cases, you're probably doing more work than he is. The top five highest paid staffers in Warren's office were all men who earned between $113,000 and $156,000, while only one woman earned a salary of more than $100,000. Warren frequently champions equal pay for women on both her personal and Senate Twitter accounts. Goes on to say, I can't believe that I have to give another speech fighting for equal pay for equal work for women, except in my office. They don't deserve equal pay. Because I am the supreme commander and leader. I mean, how come nobody calls that out? Warren's not only Warren is not the only politician who screams about equal pay for women. Hillary Clinton, she paid her women about $15,000 less than men. Let's see. And then as senator, she averaged about the same amount of money. Right? and even her campaign staffers noted that they got paid less money than the men did. So what I don't understand is how can you, in one side of your mouth, scream about how, you know, it's not fair, it's not equal. Well, I know why and how. So don't be stupid over there. Right? But I don't understand how you do it with a straight face. And then you call us the liars. And again, I'm watching these people go out there and say that the Susan Rice thing is a witch hunt now, right? There's nothing there. There's nothing to see. Same thing with the email server. There was nothing to see. If you recall, Billy Bob said when it came to having sex with Lewinsky, there was nothing to see. Thank God. Right? That was all smoke and mirrors. So I want to get Susan Rice under oath. I want to see what she's willing to say or not say. I want to see if she'll plead the fifth. Right? And then CNN, because, you know, they're so noteworthy. CNN's Don Lemon said there's an effort to tar and feather Susan Rice. Yeah, no effort to tar and feather Trump or any of his people, right? Sure. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Corey Duggan will join us. I hope. I believe. He's awake. We'll be right back. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby.
We are back. Listen to the real side here on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you. GCN, the Genesis Communication Network. You can find stations, times, and all that other fun stuff up there on the website. If you head over to therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you could do up there on the website. And, yeah, look at my hair. My God, why don't you guys say something? I need a haircut. Anyway, always a pleasure to be with you. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring on my next guest. I always have so much fun when he's on the show with me. Corey Duncan joins us, as we do every week here on The Real Side. And Corey, thanks for being with me tonight.
Always a pleasure to come on and appear.
All right, so listen, here's how it works. Your check is not going to clear this week unless you tell people that you are okay with me referring to you as our mad black man from Baltimore, because you know, you'd be surprised. I get emails that go, "That's very demeaning, Joe. You really shouldn't refer to him like that. He's just a mad black. He's just a mad man." I said, "No. First of all, that doesn't sound right. You don't want to call anybody a madman." And I said, "Number two is there's some reality and truth behind it, and he's not teed off at me. He's teed off at you guys, right?"
Yeah, it's not nothing to be taken literally, but you know, it's more or less. You know, it's not being mad. You know, it's not like the mad black woman syndrome or whatever. It's nothing like that. It's just that you're set up. Well, you know, as a black conservative, I'm set up about the way that, you know, that you looked at just because of your race, because you're a conservative, more or less. Yeah. And a lot of the idiotic and stupid things that the liberals do.
I had a friend, that I had coffee with a friend of mine, and he happens to be black. He's a friend of mine who's a male who happens to be black. Anyway, he was telling me that he was down in a very dim area the other day, and he was talking to some people at a table, and they went like, are you a Republican? He said, yeah, I'm conservative Republican. And he said, the table went quiet. Because he said, all right, I'll say it for you. How can a black man be a conservative Republican? Is that what you're getting at here? And they just kind of looked and nodded his head. And he laid it out for them. And he said the conversation went on, but it was really guarded with them from that point on. Really interesting how the left has made it that if you're black and you're not a Democrat, you're a traitor.
Well, I mean, see, that's the thing, that where you can't, you know, get caught up in that thing of let's all join hands. Walk into the chopper blade, and because I jump off the bridge, you have to jump off the bridge. You know, you have to think for yourself, and like I always say, any man that's worth his salt and worth him being a man believes what if a man believes what he believes in, and you know, you should always pursue it and just, you know, not be a person with so that you just follow in the crowd or just to be in the status quo. Because, you know, that at the end of the day, you know, when you do stuff like that, you sure change it, not yourself, but just what you can get into a situation or just even offer to the world.
Yeah, it's just amazing how the group that says that they don't label, that we shouldn't use labels, we shouldn't stereotype, we shouldn't, what do they call it, profile, have profiled everybody themselves, have they not?
Well, they've been profiling, they've been trying to use all kind of things trying to intimidate you, trying to discredit you, because that's just how it is. And when people want somebody to join them, they try to use peer pressure instead of just using what's just the normal facts.
I can't imagine anybody trying to intimidate you, Corey. I really can't. They're in for a really rude awakening if they try to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I have some people sometimes try to intimidate me, but that doesn't work. I mean, I've seen just about everything in this world, so and just about almost everything. So try to intimidate me is just like, I mean, far short of the Almighty. You know, it's not going to really.
Yeah. Well, listen, let's talk about a little madness in the world, okay? So there's a dead burglar's family who said the gunfight was not fair. I mean, think about this. Right, so the family of an Oklahoma burglar killed during his crime on March 27th is blaming the young man who defended his home. He's also blaming the family. A local news station said that three teenagers, Jacob Redfern, Maxwell Wood, and Jacob Cook, broke into a home near Broken Arrow by smashing a glass door, dressed in black with black ski masks and black gloves, and armed with a knife and brass knuckles. They weren't there to have tea and crumpets, for sure. You know what I'm saying? So they break into the place. The three boys did something really stupid. Leroy Schumacher told the local news source that they knew they could be punished for it, but they didn't deserve to die, his mother said. There's got to be a limit to that law. I mean, he shot all three of them. There was no need for that. They broke in. They broke into somebody else's house. And then they're complaining that the gun that the teenager used to defend himself was an AR-15, and that was way too much firepower to shoot at their kids. I mean, really. I mean, how much coke do you have to smoke or do or blow up your nose or whatever it is you do with it before you can have this make sense? Can you help me with this?
Well, I can help you with that. I mean, I'm a resident of Sugar Land, Texas, and I'm going to tell you like this. You walk in, you know, I got about 3 or 4 good acres of land, and, you know, it's not a light to be seen out there. Now, I know where everything is, but you don't. But, so guess what? We got an old saying on the East Coast, when you go down to places like that, and you don't know where you're going, maybe you don't belong there. That's probably why. Because if you belong there, then, you know, but, you know, you get what you ask for. You go walk into somebody else's home or whatever like that, then you should get hit with a whole lot of gunfire besides that.
I look at this stuff and I'm amazed now that the Democrats have gotten to the point where there's no responsibility for anything. Anything that they do, anything their people do, anything that that they see as a positive for them, there's no responsibility for them. Susan Rice being one of them. Look, she got these reports. Now, what, 3 weeks ago, now she's a known liar, but 3 weeks ago she said she didn't know what the people were talking about. She had no clues to what, masking who, doing what, none of that. And all of a sudden, she knows all about it. This weekend, she came clean. I mean, come on. You're into the security world. You're in this world to a degree. Are we serious with this?
Yeah, well, like I said before, you know, when you just talk to people when you got these high clearances or whatever like that, you know, I'm really trying to really understand. How do you get a clearance? You know, yeah, I always say when you get certain kinds of clearances, you have to take an aptitude test. Because I think some of these people, it's just either too much power for them, or they can't handle the power, you know, or they get the power and then they get on a power trip. And it's just like, where do they get these people from?
We got to go for a quick break. We'll talk about the power trip on the other side. But I want you to finish that thought. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to Real Side. Our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us. Don't go far. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. And you know what? Be involved. Get engaged. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a live chat room going on there. You can also buy my book there, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, all those things that you were told to hate, taught to hate over the last 8 years, and you just don't need to. You really don't. Or you head over to Facebook. We have a live feed there as well. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Let me just bring him in. Corey Duncan, who I have on the show every week. I enjoy talking with him, finding out what's going on in the Baltimore, the inner city, and other places like that. And he works with a lot of government employees. You know, ones that would have loved to have seen Hillary get into office so there wouldn't be any government hiring freezes and all that fun stuff. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to come on and appear to smash the liberals as usual.
Can you imagine if Hillary Clinton became president and all this stuff that's been going on at the White House, all this garbage that now CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, the whole alphabet community out there are coming down and saying, now they're saying there's nothing here. This is nothing but a witch hunt. There's nothing going on. Susan Rice didn't do anything illegal. Can you imagine if Hillary Clinton had become president? How, you know, Trump would have been in jail within 3 weeks, right?
Exactly. And see, the thing of it is, if Hillary got in, this whole story, everything would have been just as goofy as anything else is that the liberals do. But, you know, like I always say, you know, they do things, and, you know, when we do it, then it's okay. It's all right. You sort of look the other direction. And then when we want to take and crucify them and, you know, take them down the way they should be or whatever, then it's like, okay, well, it's a witch hunt or whatever like that. But, you know, like I always say before, you know, don't commit a crime if you don't want to do the time.
That reminds me of a very old show. Anyhow.
Oh, yes, and keep your eye on the sparrow.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You know we're both old.
God. Oh, I did a segment today, and the music coming into the segment was, what was that? Shaft, right?
Oh,
my God, that's old. But anyway.
Yes, that's old.
So Susan Rice seems to have all kinds of information that has to do with these people's personal lives, you know, what they had going on, where they were going to be fined, and it wasn't new. They're now finding out as they dig and dig and dig that this information goes, some of this information goes back to last year. So it's, you can't tell me, and again, I know you're kind of into this area, you can't tell me that there's no way the president had absolutely no knowledge that this stuff was being given to her. Do you think that there's any way that could be true?
That's absolutely a lie. He would have to know because the executive orders, and he has, I mean, any kind of information that you'd like that to be released to anyone, he would have to sign off on it. So there's no such thing as the president of the United States doesn't know anything about it. That's hogwash and it's BS. And anybody in the intelligence community or ever worked in that type of setting with any of them agencies or whatever national that you're dealing with national security information that at a high level like that the president has to sign off on it.
Yeah, and again, Rice has always been what do I call her, the punching bag? The I don't even know what you would call her, but she seems to be what's that? Well, yeah, I don't know if she's the fall guy though, because the way they push her out there. It's, oh, my God.
Well, like anything else in this world, when you have operations that's being ran that have certain agencies or whatever that's connected, you have a situation where, you know, like anything else in this world, like, I give all kind of operations. You have to have a patsy. And you know what I'm alluding to. You have to have someone to be the fall guy, Oliver North, Lee Harvey Oswald, Sirhan, the list goes on. You have to have a sucker, McVeigh and everything else. You have to have a sucker that security or somebody can jump on. And that's why you have these kind of situations, even in the intelligence community. You know, it's almost like musical chairs. When you play with these guys, you have to understand that, it could help your career, but it also can hurt your career because if you don't have a chair to sit down in when the music stops, Guess what? Guess who's going to be doing the 20 to 50 years or whatever in the federal prison somewhere busting rocks on the side of the road?
Yeah. No, and you know what? Under a Clinton presidency, they were probably pushing and hoping and thinking that there was going to be some clemency there. There was going to be people that would be able to get them out of prison on the QT and there wouldn't be anything, you know, wrong there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, hey, this I don't know where you fit on this or what you think about this. The North Korean to Kim Jong Un, right? Kim Jong Un out of my mind. Yeah. So anyway, some say they're petrified of him using nuclear weapons. Others say they won't. That he won't do it. He's just saber rattling. However, there was a defector from the top government. Part of the North Korean government, and when he got to where he, then they don't tell you here, but when he got to the UK and spoke to people there, he said Kim Jong Un has every intention of using nuclear weapons, and I don't know. Some people say we shouldn't start aggressions on these people. Others saying we need to do a preemptive strike of some kind. We need to do something to slow these people down. And people forgot. I want to thank Bill Clinton for giving them nuclear capability. Anyway.
Exactly. Well, I'll give you my education of this. My education of this is, I've said on a show a long time ago, that nuclear weapons are not a toy. And there's nothing conventional about it. And a lot of people want this. You know, it's almost like a... You know, people want to see this to happen or whatever. I think they don't understand that the nuclear weapons we have now are 9 times more powerful than the Hiroshima bomb. So you need not to people think that you can do this and it's just like watching a video game and it's not. You know, we talking about one bomb can take out a whole city, almost a whole state. So. You know, but get back to your comment. Yes, he's dangerous, and I don't think that if he wasn't dangerous, why would they send that kind of military hardware over there? So, you know, your sub chases and everything like that, because they understand that the probability of this man. They don't really, I don't think they really know what his capabilities are, but I think they're just going to be cautious about it, and you should be. And stuff because to do something like that, preemptive strike like that, or whatever, I'm quite sure if he's got that type of hardware, it gets fortified. That's why they never, that's why you don't see the Israelis that went into Iran to go after them, because what they have, what they do have nuclear capability is so far underground. Even if you drop a bunker bust, a nuclear weapon, you would still, I mean, it would contaminate. You know, them things are, even the tactical ones are just as big as just a, you know, it's a very dicey situation, but it would destabilize the whole region. And you don't want to do that. If it's the way it is now and he's just making threats, all right, okay, just go ahead and let him make threats, because You know, to go and get preempted, it might destabilize everything, and then it really might start a nuclear war. You don't. It's easy, because you see, you have to understand, it's not, if you drop one of these things or whatever, or they detonate one of them, it's not like CSI can go in and pick through it. Oh, okay, we know who it is. It's just like, okay, well, you just have to take the best case scenario and see who did it, and then we go ask them, and that's not a real good choice to be making.
Yeah, you mean not, everything isn't like it is on TV? Seriously?
Well, only if you're liberal.
No, I love the reason I said that, you hit on that, and I think it's hilarious. I've read these articles where the congressional people, whoever, some of these kids at school, they actually think the cops can shoot the guns out of somebody's hand, or that kind of thing. It's like, are you people serious? Do you think everything's like it is on TV? You know,
yeah.
You want, what is it? You watch CSI, as you said, or one of those programs where they do fingerprint matches. There isn't a system out there that can match a fingerprint in a matter of seconds. Not a one.
That's a TV show. That's a TV show with a bunch of pretty boys and stuff. And that's not how crimes are solved. I'm sorry. That's just not how it's done. Most of the time, it's with just thorough investigating and just pure luck sometimes to catch people doing things or whatever. But you know, when you're talking about killing 5 or 10 million people with one bomb and stuff, you know, that's why I tell people, you know, please, whatever you do, please, no one jump up and down.
We gotta go for a quick break. They gotta hold that. But I got a good one for you after the break. Maxine Waters is at it again, and you need to know. I'm Joe Basile, your host. You're looking at the real side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions, so I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius. A twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
He was a famous trumpet man. We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I was telling producer Tammy some of the stories for the next hour. Yeah, keep a barf bag close by. And really some dumb things going on out there. I mean, really some dumb people. Running, not just running our government, but really dealing with your children. And I don't know why you keep voting these yo-hos in. Anyway, let's see. Let's bring Corey Duncan right back in. He's lovingly referred to as our mad black man from Baltimore. Always love when he's on with me. Corey, thanks for being on with me. I got a lady I know you really enjoy, right?
Thank you for having me on, and please, where's the garbage can so I can stick my head in it?
So Maxine Waters, apparently she has some real hard feelings for Bill O'Reilly, and she was on MSNBC. You got to hear this. Maybe.
To shut up, to just stop it.
I want to ask you about something the president said today on the record in the Oval Office about Bill O'Reilly, an individual.
She looks like rabid. She's like swaying back and forth. I'm waiting to see the foam start to come out of her nostrils, corners of her mouth, her ears.
Individual who had said some offensive things, in my opinion, about you, and sort of apologized for, but then redoubled his attack on you. Mr. O'Reilly faces multiple allegations of sexual harassment, numerous settlements on that score, outstanding ones as well. The president. president saying this of Mr. Riley. I think he's a person I know well. He's a good person. I think he shouldn't have settled. Personally, I think he shouldn't have settled because you should have taken it all the way. I don't think Bill did anything wrong. What do you make of that?
Well, it's coming out of the mouth of a man who has said some horrible things about women. Don't forget, he talked about grabbing women in their private parts, and because he was important, he could get away with it. And so they are two of a kind.
Is she talking about Bill Clinton?
And so I'm not surprised that he stood up and tried to defend Bill O'Reilly. But it's all catching up with Bill O'Reilly and that sexual harassment enterprise that they created over there at Fox. And it's catching up with them, and you have over 30 advertisers who have taken away their advertising. They are not wanting to do with them anymore because of the way that they have created this record of sexual harassment. They have treated women very badly. And so I understand the Justice Department has opened a case. They're taking a look at them because this really is a sexual harassment enterprise. It shouldn't be in America that you can sexually harass women and then buy your way out of it because you're rich.
Wow. Didn't her Lord and Savior, Billy Bob Clinton, didn't he pay $850,000 to get one of those women to go away? And this is the first time. Since when does the Department of Justice get involved in sexual harassment cases?
When you have a bunch of minorities and liberals that's jumping up and down, but Maxine Waters, like I told you off the air, Maxine Waters is when she saw the Hindenburg crash. And sometimes people get a warm glass of milk and a cookie tea. So, this is your typical black liberal hypocrite or whatever. Bill Clinton, he's a sexual predator, but no, we're not going to think about him or whatever like that.
Please,
to talk about Bill O'Reilly speaks the truth, and if that's what he wants to speak the truth, if he speaks the truth just like Donald Trump speaks the truth, and what it is that they want this political correctness, this fairness doctrine where, okay, I can say what I want, but you can't say what you want. Maxine Waters is just like, I saw a thing on the newsstand today, the top 100 most powerful women in the world, and Michelle Obama was on that. And I was like, if Michelle Obama had not been the first lady of the United States, she probably would just be a regular attorney that's working, ambulance chasing. So whatever, my thing with it, but Maxine Waters, it has a mad black woman syndrome or whatever, and she's probably mad because nobody want to grab her in her crouch. That's probably what it is.
I'm sorry. Where can they send the emails?
You can send your emails to Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook. Send them, and I'll answer them. So it's not a problem. And Joe does not pay me for these comments.
No, actually, I would bonus you for comments like that if I was paying you. You know what I'm saying? But it's interesting. The thing that bothers me is, look, both sides have their idiots. Both sides have people that do nasty and wrong things. I get that. But the holier-than-thou attitude, again, I just love these people. Charlie Rangel, Maxine Waters, Sheila Jackson Lee. What's that? What is that Cocker Spaniel's name? What's
God
name?
Bless him. Ted Kennedy.
Wasserman Schultz.
Going.
That's right.
Keep going. Chapter quitted. Okay. All right.
Oh, God. Yeah, left a woman there to die. Billy Bob, how many women did he rape or have sexual assault charges against him? When you go from governor to president, it's kind of hard to make any of that stuff stick. And they're petrified of him. So, I don't know. It's to me, you want to play fair? You want to call people on the carpet that have done the same things and do it across the board?
Remember my old cliche, you can't throw stones if you live in glass houses.
Yeah, well, I this stuff just makes me, it just drives me out of my mind the way the self-righteousness comes down. And look, I get they're fighting for their lives. I get that.
They took a real good whipping, so,
All right. So this is why I have you on the show, too, because you've got to fill us in on what's going on there in Baltimore. Mosby's now up against the wall, right? The cops are coming out. They're going to start filing suits against those boneheads that went ahead and tried to sue them or tried to put them in jail. Tell us what's going on there.
Well, first of all, the judge has stepped out of the way and pretty much gave them the okay to go ahead and sue you know, file a civil suit against him. So the thing of it is now that she's all alone because the most of the government is pretty basically turned their back on her because of the civil suit, and they want nothing to do with it. So that's what she gets when, you know, when you go out and you want to be the civil rights activist, but yet you hold a job within the city civil government to uphold the law and everything like that. And you take, you know, you grant money to people that haven't even got a conviction. And, you know, my whole thing with this, you're getting exactly what you deserve. And hopefully when this is gone, when this is over, she'll be disbarred and put out of the city government. And then they'll probably put another one in like her, but she needs to go because it's her and Stephanie Rawlins fake. And, you know, she's another reason, but she's gone. And, you know, these people like that, they come in and they're supposed to help out. And all they do is corrupt and tear up things and they discredit everything. And then they take and they leave and they move on to something else. And that's just your typical black liberal. That's why you see these cities again. I'll say it again, like Baltimore, Detroit, Chicago, where you have these liberals that's running everything and they tear up everything.
Yeah, I love these people. Again, like you said, they go into these situations. They in the liberal case here, where they've decided what's right and what's wrong, and it doesn't matter what we do. I was saying this to the show last night, and it's so true. We can follow a Democrat playbook, you know, do the exact same thing in the exact same situation, and we would be wrong, and they would be right, and it wouldn't matter. It just wouldn't matter. So, go ahead.
Well, no, and you're absolutely right. You know, it's like, do as I say, don't do as I do. But, you know, when you do stuff like that, if you got a set of eyeballs and got any kind of IQ, you already know what's going on. And it's, you know, it's the old song and dance. You know, it's okay for me to do it, but it's not okay for you to do it. And, you know, sometimes you have to step away from that because if you get caught up in that, you get caught up in the dumb stuff and these crazy things that the liberals do. And, you know, it's always going to be like that, especially when they lose and they got the tail whip and they got, you know, doing the election.
You know, all right, so you've been to college. My wife's been to college. Yeah, I've been to colleges. You know, Stanford is supposed to be a really good college, right? I mean, it's a great, what are you looking at me like that?
Yeah, very good academics.
All right. So Stanford just decided to accept a student who wrote Black Lives Matter 100 times as an answer on his application question. So I guess it doesn't matter how smart you are. It must matter how PC you are. Because how does writing Black Lives Matter 100 times without an explanation as to why he wrote it, and it really didn't have anything to do with the question. He even said himself, hey, I didn't think I'd get admitted to Stanford at all. I just did this for giggles. And they actually accepted him in. Now,
well, obviously the people that did in admission that accepted him because they did that, you know, again, a lot of them people like that, they're gifted as far as book knowledge, but as far as like just regular thinking, common sense thinking, they're a bunch of idiots and stuff. So, you know, somebody like this got to have vanilla ice cream for a brain or whatever, because there's no way in the world that you should be able to get in based upon that. And it's really a black eye because, you know, you have people like Condoleezza Rice that's a, you know, alumnus or whatever. And, you know, it's a lot of smart people that came from there. But then you had the section of liberals that have, you know, the ice cream brain, you know, the people with the brain, they don't even have a brain. I mean, you know, it's hard to explain.
Tell people quickly where they can find you.
You can find me at Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook or Corey Press Duncan on Twitter. Come by, drop me a note, and I'll be sure to either make your day or ruin it.
Yeah. Hey, if you're on Facebook, you got to restart at the top of the hour. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. A lot of stuff coming up in the next hour. Public University to host talks on animal-based sex fetishes. That's very important in school. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few.